This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, folks. The 1-8 Saints go to Carolina this weekend for a 12 noon kickoff against the Carolina Panthers at 5-4, second in the NFC South behind the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Joining us to talk about is Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Yeah, it's kind of a different situation, it feels like. I'm not sure that people are out there believing 100% in Carolina, but they're 5-4. I mean, it kind of is what it is. The question is, what to expect from the Saints this week? I mean, they just didn't show a lot of life against the Rams, and just, you know, with the trades and, you know, the changes, you just wonder. I mean, the offensive line so kind of disjointed. What kind of effort will they put forth? That's, you know, Deuce talks about that all the time, especially in the last couple of weeks. Where's the effort?
And, you know, a lot has happened since the last time you and I talked. Rashid Shaheed gone. He's with the Seahawks. Trevor Penning is out with the Chargers. He was in and, you know, on again, off again. When you lose a receiver like that, that's got to be a little disruptive.
Yeah, he's also your punt returner.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, he's been, you know, he had a 40-yarder against Seattle. They haven't kicked to him much, so he really hasn't had a ton of opportunities. And put him back there as a kickoff returner last week, and they're like, we're not going to kick to you. So it's very often. So that will be the question. Ugo Amadi is kind of listed as the backup punt returner. Mason Tipton and Devin Neal will be, I think, the primary kick returners. But you're right. I mean, he's the guy from a receiving standpoint that the defense has to always be aware of being, you know, getting beat deep. He can just run past you. And, you know, he had an opportunity against the Rams. He kind of slowed up on that deep route from Shock, who ended up overthrowing him. And he has that rare speed that can just blow past people. The Saints haven't really been, you know, using much of the deep ball based on the scheme that they're against, you know. But, yeah, that's – so the answer is – that the Saints will turn more to, we believe, Devon Vele, Brandon Cooks, Mason Tipton, you know, guys that have been in but just haven't really had a lot of opportunity, especially Vele. Cooks catches about two. He catches a pass at least one in every game, but never more than three. Jawan Johnson, we know, is always good for six or seven targets a game. And Chris Olave, more than that, he and Shaheed have been the guy. So it's going to be Tipton and Cooks and Vele.
Let's talk about the Panthers. You and I were together yesterday at the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. And I want to thank you for saying had a great time doing so. But you made an observation about Bryce Young in our conversation yesterday that was really interesting to me, that they've won these games where he just didn't even throw for a lot of yards, and they didn't rush for a lot of yards, but they ended up winning nonetheless.
Yeah, usually they are somewhat like us in the realm that you don't win ugly. Now, the Saints back in the Drew days, you could play badly sometimes and win, but the Panthers and the Saints now are not on that level. But they didn't, you're right, he had 100-plus yards last week, 11 of 20, Bryce Young, for 102 yards, one sack, one interception. Now, it was windy sacking Green Bay, so there, but they've had Rico Dowdle. Now, he had a solid game last week, and that'll be the key this week for the Saints, is Rico Dowdle. He wasn't even really the starter the first four games. It was Chuba Hubbard. Hubbard got a little nicked up. Dowdle came in week five and runs for 230 in week five. And since then, guess what? It's been his job. 206 was the week five, and he also had some receiving yards. So he's been the guy. And it's his first year in Carolina. And for the first time, you're dealing with a team. We've talked about explosive plays all season for nine games, and it's been really pass explosive plays. Now it's run explosive plays because Carolina has seven of them of 20-plus. Dowdle has five, Bryce Young has one, and Trevor Etienne, their rookie, has one. So this is a different situation. However, it also lands in an area where the Saints have struggled, and that's stopping the run. Specifically stopping a run when it's time to get off the field on third down. So it's kind of where other teams' strengths are hitting where you have not been good. But believe me, I'm looking, if you just look overall at a 5-4 team versus a 1-8 team, and you look down at a complete statistical list of about 20 things, they are almost dead even in half of them, right? I mean, in fact, on third down, we talk about third down offense all the time. They both are exactly 42 of 112, 37.5%. Of all the plays they've run, they are exactly 42 of 112 on third down. So you have one team that basically, they're the same, but red zone. In the red zone, the Saints offense is next to last. In the Carolina Panthers, they're in the top 15. And in the red zone defense, the Saints are 17th and the Panthers are 6th. So they score touchdowns generally when they get down there, and they keep teams from scoring touchdowns generally when they get down there. And that's, in a nutshell, that's it.
Where do we square up with special teams play? We have, over the past several weeks, we've struggled.
Yeah, it's hard to – when you just look at kicking, I feel like Ty Kroeger has just been up and down, right? He had pretty decent – his last game in L.A. was decent. His problem to me, his issue, is that one punt in a game will go 23, 31, 27. And so it's just, your net average has been knocked down. Groupie has made his last two – right? And he's had 22 attempts. That's another problem. He's had 22 attempts. That's the second most in the NFL. And he's missed, he's 6 of 16 inside of 50, or 6 of 13 inside of 50, and 3 of 6 outside. It's just been the inconsistent. And it doesn't enable you maybe on a drive early in a game when you might get three, put points on the board and you're not able to, and you drive, you move the ball, but you don't put points on the board, and then all of a sudden they do. And it's the same story. And I feel like you could have almost run last week's interview because my answers have been, you fall behind. So you're playing uphill. You can't, stay on the field third down much. You can't get off the field third down. And it's been a struggle when you get into the red zone. And then when you do, if you don't get down there and you don't get a touchdown, Blake hasn't been, dead solid perfect. So it's just, you know, you're not turning the ball over a ton. You're not getting a lot of turnovers. You got to cash in when you have opportunities. You get down there, you've got to put it in the end zone. You've got to figure out a way to not fall behind so early. They haven't scored a point. Where's that stat? Hold on, I'm at my desk. I will find this for you. The Saints have not scored a point in the first quarter of their last three games.
Wow.
You know, since week six, New England was the last time they scored a point in the first quarter. So they're averaging 1.7 points in the first quarter and 3.3 points in the fourth quarter. You know, that's when teams, you know, if you feel like you're going to come back and make these comebacks. So if you're not scoring in the first quarter, they didn't get a first down in the first quarter last week. It's not pretty. Do said that as well. It's bad football. But you feel like another week for Tyler Shuck. He doesn't have Shaheed, but you know, quite frankly, he's been throwing more to Mason Tipton and Vele and Cooks and those guys than he was to Olave and Shaheed. You know, in practice, he was getting more of the number two, so he probably knows those guys just as well as anybody else. You know, the offensive line is going to be a huge question. But Dylan Radins will be your left guard. He's played. Luke Fortner is your center. McCoy out, and believe Awesome Richards will be your tackle, right tackle, because Fuaga's going to be out. So that's Awesome Richards, Ruiz, Luke Fortner, Dylan Radins, and a rookie, Kelvin Banks. And we'll see.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The picture doesn't get very rosy, but you know, when you're clawing and scratching and you're trying to win that ugly game, that's why I brought up the special teams play, because a lot of times, you know, if you can move the ball into field goal range and you have a kicker that's making, you know, at least 80% of those, I mean, that's how you walk off a field the victor a lot of times. But it just doesn't seem like we got these stars aligning for us.
No, I mean, again, Blake Mayhew, he was 1-for-1 last week, 1-for-1 in week 8, and you know, the problem. Then he missed one, you know, week 7. He missed his kick in week 7. Week 6, he had a ton of kicks, but that, you know, I don't want a ton of 29, 33-yard field goals from Blake Rupe. That's
right.
The problem.
Right.
Right. You're down there, and we're getting Blake Rupe field goals. I don't need him 4 or 5 for all, you know, from inside of 40. those need to be scores. And that's the difference. And it's not a new problem. It's not a it's not a Tyler Shuck problem. It was not a Spencer Rattler problem. It's just they have not been able to do anything, and they can't run the ball. I mean, no running the football at all. And it's not like they, you know, I mean, the Taysom Hill 29-yarder was, you know, the longest run, obviously, for this team this season. But I'm just, you know, I don't see where they work, what the plan is right now with Alvin. I don't know what it is. It's been a stretch in the last two games. These are touches now. I'm talking receiving and running. He had 8 and 7 the last two games, 8 touches total. It's you know, and then a long last week of 3 yards. His longest rush was 3 yards. His longest reception was 3 yards and 7 touches. Man, that's not the AK we know. And it just doesn't feel like he's getting a lot of opportunities. I don't know. I mean, it's a team thing. And if they're going to get out of this, if they're going to get out of it in a team situation. But that means doing what the other teams are doing to you. The tackling has been so bad on defense. The tackling's bad on defense, so you're not pounding the ball out. What happens with the Saints is that the other teams tackle well. They tackle the guy, and then the other guys are punching it out. Saints don't get to do that because they're barely tackling the guy.
All right, I'm not feeling much better about
that. Right up there, didn't I?
I hope they play competitive. You know, I just hope they keep the game close and they're in the game, you know, and they're able to create some momentum because, I mean, you know, you want to see that. But as always, enjoy the conversation with you. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Look forward to listening to you guys at noon on Sunday. Bring it home for us.
All right, you bet. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.